Joining us now is Damon Witten downstairs. And, Coach, that's a tough one tonight, but Northern Michigan prevails with a shootout goal by guess who, Dominic Shine.
Yeah, no, you know, it's a tight hockey game, and I think this second half, that's what it's going to be. You look around the league last night, you look around the nation last night, everything's tight, everything's overtime, and it's going to be a battle grind, you know. And again, I thought we had some passengers, you know, some of our players we need to play better and win battles. I didn't think we did that, whether it's youth or fatigue. I mean, we've got to look at some things as coaches and make sure we're in the shape we need to be in. But, you know, I thought they won more battles. And having said that, you mentioned J.P. Hanke had the game or the point on his stick, and Tolvanen comes up huge in the crunch time. So we're just not getting over that hump right now of winning those battles and putting games away. And, you know, you mentioned Gordy Dayfield. He stacked up two really good nights, and tough way to give up in the shootout, but thought he was really good for us once again, and we're going to need him to be strong as we're trying to work up the ladder here.
Yeah, I thought Gordy was outstanding in both games this weekend. Tolvanen was even better tonight. He came up with some saves tonight. I don't know where he found them. First period tonight, Damon, you were outstanding. I thought the Lakers should have had maybe 3-4 goals in that first period. Certainly had the chances.
Yeah, no question. I think, you know, it hits you. Like, you can see the frustration sitting in our bench because we're not scoring. And, you know, we tried to settle that down and stick with what was making us successful. I thought we got away from it a little bit. I didn't love our discipline. You know, we had a chance. We won a 5-on-3. We evened it up. And, you know, that's, you know, we just talked to our guys. Every second, every inch is so critical at this level of hockey and levels above us that, you know, you have to be all over it. And we're still, you know, going through that process and learning those things. But I thought that was extremely disappointing and a discipline that cost us some opportunities to, you know, get that go-ahead power play goal.
Another goal tonight for Max Humitz. He gets his 11th goal of the season. He leads the team now in goal scoring as a freshman, and that was his 6th power play goal. That was a huge goal, too, because Northern was dominating that second period, winning the shots on goal, a battle, and just carrying the play, and suddenly you score the power play goal, and Humitz gets it.
Yeah, and that's something we got to figure out. Like you said, I thought first period it was all Lakers. We didn't give them much. You know, I thought we defended pretty well. They weren't creating a lot of great A's, but they certainly had a push and got us on our heels and made us defend that period. And we want to look at, you know, tightening that up and cleaning that up. But Max Humitz, another good game, big impact. You know, I thought his line with Holtz was really good again. And a big power play goal where J.T. Hankey's able to have that poise and get a good puck to the net. And we have good numbers down there. So I thought the guys executed that one well. One or two others. We had that short 30-40 second one that I didn't think we did a good job winning our battles. And, you know, that to me was kind of what it felt like tonight. You look at our power play against the penalty killers, I thought they outworked us. They won the battles and we got outworked, and that cost you a point.
Yeah, I agree. I think Northern just seemed to want this game a little bit more, and I don't know if that's the illness problem going through the Lakers or if there's a fatigue issue. We went to double overtime two nights in a row. I know these guys work hard, and they're tired right now. You got Chris Bindulis coming off an injury, and he may not be at full strength just yet, and a couple other guys who are dinged up a little bit. But, you know, you had chances even, though. In those overtimes, Mitch Holtz got in there one time and Tolvanen and robbed him. Pucks were bouncing around. You couldn't quite get it to settle down to get a good shot away. But the Lakers did have a lot of chances tonight and just didn't cash in on them. And I can understand that frustration down on the bench. And you know you're right too, Damon. You look at these scores around the league, it's so tight right now. Yet three more games go into overtime tonight. Our game, Michigan Tech won in a shootout against Anchorage to get the 2 points there. Alaska got 3 points. They went to regular overtime, and they beat Ferris State 2-1 tonight down at Ferris State. And the other game, 3-2 in the third period, Bowling Green leads Minnesota State. So they're all tight right now.
Well, I think that's what's going to be. You know, there's a logjam. I know if we won tonight and had some help, we would have jumped three teams, you know, and then we fall short of that goal. But I thought we have the team to get it done. But, you know, we got to get a grip on a couple things with this team and push and move forward. You know, some good conversation in the locker room with our leaders, and they'll do a good job of keeping this team together. But, you know, we're a little fragile. And I think you mentioned, Bill, I thought we generated some quality chances. I think one of those youth items that shows up is being heavy around that net. You know, they wrap you up good. They get sticks into you, and then that's the way the game's played around the net. we've got to get stronger and smarter when we get to the net to keep our stick free, to win a 50-50 battle so we get a chance at a second puck opportunity. One or two, I thought we had no chance. I thought the one on Diego, he got wrapped up, hauled down in overtime, and there's not much he can do. But some other situations, you have to get there with a purpose and keep your stick free to get those second chance opportunities. They were there. You know, can't fault our guys. We generate some good offense, and, you know, we fall short, and it's tough and frustrating.
Coach, I thought all weekend Northern did a good job of getting, like you talked about in the past, the sticks in the hands and the gloves, and the strip probably could have been some penalties called and stuff. And I thought Tolvanen saw the puck way too easy tonight. That's like you were just talking about, nobody in front of the net.
Yeah, they make you pay the price for sure to get there. And I think that's, again, part of youth is, you know, maybe figuring out some smarter ways to get there, some ways to protect your hands when you get there. You can use your stick to get a whack on them first, so you protect your own hands a little bit there. But they're definitely, you know, the way they play in their zone, they're just man on man, and they stay between you and the net, and that's certainly the way, you know, they want to defend, and then they do a quality job of doing that.
Yeah, there was one time in the first period where Basilico got open in front of the net, and I like Brian, how he'll go into that tough area, he'll stand right in front of the blue. And the youngster who didn't play in the series until tonight, Juntilla, grabbed his stick and held right onto it, and it was so obvious come up here, and that didn't get called. But that you got to play through that stuff. You got to keep your stick away from that guy.
Well, you do. And again, I think our youth showed there where our frustration grew a little bit, and our young guys responded. The frustration grew, and we lost discipline on their late hits. They took the one or two late hits, and you know you've got to have the ability and the discipline to stay out of it. You know, your teammates are tough guys. If something's really over the line, then, hey, I've got no question or issue with somebody going there and sticking up for a teammate. But, you know, these are tough kids. You got to pick your spots, and when it's a tie game or a one-goal game, you just got to stay out of there. And you grab a number, and you get a chance to pay back and get them later on.
All righty. Well, thanks for doing this. I know it's tough, Damon, to go on and talk about a game when you got beat and you don't like it, but thank you for joining us post-game here.
Well, it's a tie. It goes down as a tie, just like last night's a tie, but missed opportunity. There's no question about it. Thank the fans. You know, another good turnout here. And
yeah.
I wish we gave them a little bit more, but really appreciate their support and looking forward to getting back at it next Friday.
Yeah, it was a great crowd here tonight, and we're right back. We've been talking about that all night. Huntsville's in here next weekend. We need people to come out and support the Lakers.
Yeah, no question. Thank you, guys.
Thanks.
All righty. Damon Whitten joining us post-game as he always does.